Seven consecutive games, you guys have allowed two or fewer goals. How much pride do you take in that part of the game that you have been working towards a good portion of this year?
I think we're taking, I guess we're manning up and we're focused on how we're going to play good defense every night and how we're going to break out fast and how it's all right to get the pucks out at the blue line. It's all right to get pucks in at the blue line. Little things like that, and I think that goes a long way, and I think it leads into our game. And we know we have offense. We know we can, you know, hem teams in when we need to. We know we can hurt teams off the rush, but I think with that being said, you got to defend. And once you defend, you can lead into good offense or D-jump up in the play. We're closing fast. Goalie's playing huge. I think Bassey's been unbelievable. He's making key saves at key moments of the game. And everyone's finding ways to just close the house, and everyone stops in the house and makes it difficult for teams to come into the middle and closing the middle up. And I think once we do that, we have our jumps, and that leads into good offense. And we're all taking pride into it, and we're manning up, and you can see the results.
First goal for you in a while, it feel pretty good. How quickly did you realize you had an opportunity to kind of stuff it in?
Yeah, you know, when my time, just got to keep chipping away, you know. Goals will come. Down the stretch here, it's kind of big body hockey for me, so it's got to just keep going to that. I was getting away from that, I think. Playing to the side and not getting to the front of the net. I got to the front of the net tonight, got the rebound, and saw Smitty was out, so banked it off him. So, you know, me and Seti just, whoever we play with, just got to find ways to get the puck below the top of the circles and wear teams down. And down the stretch here, we got to be effective, and we got to be big and strong, be heavy, be hard to play against, be pricks, I would say. And sorry for my language, but I think we've been getting away from that, and myself included, I've been my best. So I got to find ways to, you know, get back to my game here, and especially down the stretch here.
How about for Yanni Gourde? Breaks the big drought the other night. Comes up with a really big goal tonight. How happy are you guys for him to kind of find his scoring touch over here?
Yeah, we're very happy. I think Yanni's been, you know, he's been really, really consistent for us these last 20, 30 games. I think, yeah, he's not scoring, but he's being physical. He's being hard to play against. He's getting to the dirty areas. You know, unfortunately, that's how the game works. You know, sometimes the bounces don't go your way, and that's the nature of our business. You know, we're going to go through times where it stinks playing this game, but, you know, he kept his head up high, and he's been working so hard, and he's a guy that takes pride in scoring in this league. You know, he scored back-to-back 20-goal seasons in this league for a reason. You know, he's got that scoring touch, but he's been working very hard in games. He's been being heavy, you know, winning puck battles, you know, getting opportunities to score, and he knew he was going to come. Obviously, it took longer than usual, but, I mean, he could have scored 10 games before, you know, against Pitt, you know. So it's just the nature of the business, but we're all happy for him. But he knows. I mean, that's just how it goes. And you knew it was going to come. Once he gets one, floodgates start to open up, and good things start to happen for players working hard like he was.
It's going to be a tough stretch for you guys, play all these playoff teams the last week, you know, Pittsburgh and Columbus, things like that. Just what do you get to learn from the group in that stretch? Get into tough buildings too, to kind of find ways in this situation.
Yeah, I learned a lot. Just how we're focused mentally, I think, going into games, and we all challenge each other every single night mentally. Sometimes it's not going to go our way, but once some lines it's not going their way, they're focused on, you know, defending hard and making sure we're not getting scored on, make sure we're still playing the right way. You know, some nights it's not going to be there for a lot of lines, but a lot of lines have been stepping up and doing their job defensively and getting pucks in when they need to, getting pucks out when they need to, blocking shots when they need to. And you just got to continue that. You know, we're going to play these teams down the stretch here. We got a hard schedule coming up. Philly, Colorado, Vegas, and Arizona. So all playoff teams that, you know, are trying to, you know, find their game too and, you know, move their game in the right direction, because before you know, it's going to be March, and before you know, it's going to be April. So it's better to nip in the butt now than it is to, you know, when April comes, we're not focused and ready. So I think we've done a really good job of focusing on winning hockey games 2-1 and 3-1 and finding ways just to, you know, close it in, like I said, and finding ways to not turn pucks over. I think in the beginning of the year, we were doing that a lot. And now, you know, when it's not there, guys are dumping it in, guys are going in on the forecheck, you know, doing the little things that make this team successful. Yeah, we have fast guys. Yeah, we can play off the rush. But I think when the play's not there, I think we've done a good job of making smart plays in our zone and at the other blue line. So we got to continue that and keep moving forward here. And next man up, you know, guys are out right now and guys stepped up huge.
Thank you.